Welcome to the Breakthrough Success Podcast, helping you achieve that breakthrough you've always been looking for in your business. And now your host, Mark Gruberti.
Hello and welcome. I am your host, Mark Gruberti, and this is the podcast for marketers and small business owners who are looking for the breakthrough for their business. I'm very excited about this show. We are going to explore our guest Brian Lang's backstory. Brian is a digital marketing consultant and the founder of Small Business Ideas blog, where he shares business tips and experiments with digital and content marketing techniques. He has been working online since 2002 and hasn't looked back since. It is my pleasure to welcome Brian to the show.
Hi, Mark. Good to be on the show.
Thank you. It's really great that you found the time to be on the show. I'm very happy, and I'm looking forward to all the expertise that you share within this show.
Great.
So my first question for you is, what got you into blogging? Because you've been blogging for a while now, but before, there was a point when you didn't blog at all. So what made you transition from being an eBay seller to wanting to go into blogging?
Well, I started my blog just as a way to test out some digital and content marketing tactics. And I also noticed a few people succeeding with it, so I figured I'd just try it out. And also, I wouldn't have been able to achieve the successes that I achieved if I hadn't learned from others who are willing to share information. So I figured I should start sharing as well. So basically, I just wanted to try it out and see what happened. And I just said, let's just go for it.
That's an awesome mindset to have with starting a blog. I know it could be really fearful to hit that publish button, but you just have to have that go for it mentality in order to have the blog and like actually write the content. You can't think about it too much, because if you think about it too much, you'll convince yourself of all the reasons why you shouldn't pursue a particular action.
Right. And yeah, I think a lot of people, even who are blogging, get a little scared to publish things because they feel like it has to be really awesome, but sometimes it's just good to just write what's in your mind and get it out there. So
I know for you, there was a point where you didn't hit the publish button yet, and I know it could have looked intimidating, and you could take this from any angle, where either you're publishing your first blog post or you're putting up your first item on eBay. So take us to before you hit the publish button for the blog post or the eBay product or whichever one you prefer to tell the story about. And what were you thinking about in the path in front of you?
Well, I guess with blogging, when I started, I didn't really think much about, the promotion of it. And I think that's how most people start blogging. They just kind of think they can write articles and put it out there and people would just find them. But of course, it's a lot harder than that. You actually have to promote your blog and I guess get featured off your site, especially when you're starting out, because no one's gonna just find you if they don't know about you. So as far as publishing, I guess early on I wasn't really too worried about it. I just figured if I found something interesting to myself, it would probably be interesting to other people, and then I would just publish it. I guess later on, when you build an audience and certain content does well, you start thinking more about what types of things might your audience be, I guess, more interested in. So you start thinking more about how content's going to perform before you actually even write it. So I guess there is a little bit more pressure when you're thinking about it from that perspective. But a lot of times, I guess you just have to be confident that you're going to be creating value for someone when you write something. And it's not everyone's going to read every single post or everything you write, but as long as it's helpful to someone, then I think it's worth writing. So
at the beginning of any blogging journey, it's just all about providing the value. I feel like we learned that the people just don't come the hard way where we create the content. We think that there's billions of people, so many people are going into Google, and it takes a while to figure out that the people don't just come, and then we gotta promote our blog post through social media, guest blogging, and all of that fun stuff.
Right. That's right. It's a lot more work than I think a lot of people initially think, and I think that's why a lot of people end up quitting. So it's tough, but it is rewarding. So
I definitely agree with that definition. And speaking of the workload and all the different things associated with blogging that you were touching into, when you started the blogging journey, how exactly did your workload change? Because you suddenly have to promote the content, write the content, and do all that type of stuff. So how did it change for you?
Well, when I first started, it didn't change that much because I wasn't promoting it. But of course, if you don't promote it, you're not going to get the results. But once you start, I guess, promoting it, trying to find guest blogging opportunities, doing outreach and things like that, then it's a lot more work. It's at least double. And you also have to put more time into the creation of your content. So that can involve things like reading, staying on top of things. And so I guess some of the things I do is actually try to execute on some of the tactics that I read about, and hopefully create case studies, and that type of content I find is kind of compelling to people. So it is a lot of work. So it's not something that you can just do on the side. And the people who are most successful with blogging, they're doing it full time. So, to compete with that, then you have to be able to commit a lot of time to it as well. So
I feel like with the workload you have to put into blogging, it starts out as a very small workload where you're just getting used to it. And then you learn all the things, like you got to add pictures to these blog posts, you got to do research. But I really like the reading part. I actually read, I think, like 4 books in like a few days because I was in an airplane going to Utah, so I had a lot of free time. And as I'm reading these books, I'm like, why didn't I do this earlier? So I think that if you're trying to master a niche, definitely read books about that niche so you can sharpen your knowledge about it.
Yes, and also I would even go outside of the niche. You can learn a lot of things from other people who are doing different things. And, things like the psychology of just people in general and also in business, those things are interesting to me. And I've also read things like on outbound sales, more recently public speaking. So, yeah, it's amazing what you can learn just from other people's books. I mean, it's their... sometimes years of experience just condensed into a couple hundred page book, and you can just learn from their whole lifetime experience just by reading that book. So reading is a great way to gain a lot of knowledge and get a lot of perspective. So it's worth making time for it, especially if you really want to get into blogging and you want to be interesting, then that's one activity I recommend doing. So
I would recommend that activity as well. Reading books is just a great way to just become a bigger part of your niche, and it'll help you write better content. And when I read books, like if you read the right book, I feel like it could really motivate you. But there are a lot of sources of motivation that we can draw upon in order to write better content and get more exposure for our blog post by putting in more effort. So what is your biggest source of motivation that has helped you along your blogging journey?
Well, being able to connect with other influencers was pretty awesome. And it was flattering when some really well-known digital marketing influencers engaged me on social media, shared my articles, and even added me on LinkedIn. So that was encouraging, and also positive comments from readers are another source of encouragement. So it's good that once people start reading like your blog and commenting on it, it's kind of encouraging. And at that point, you kind of know that the content you're creating is useful to them. So those are some of the things that are motivating as far as blogging goes.
I believe that, yeah, when you're looking at the comments and you see all the people saying great things about your content and you're connecting with people, it's validation in the sense that you're producing great content, because we could produce content, but if it's not providing a value, whether it be you're giving information or you're entertaining someone, then we don't really feel like we're doing our jobs. It's when we get that comment or we get that recognition where we really feel like we're heading in the right direction.
Right. And I guess aside from that, I also feel like it's a great way to develop your writing skills. And when you teach other people, it also helps you master those skills yourself. So even for articles that I haven't published yet, I feel like I have a stronger understanding of the material just because I wrote about it. So I think that even if you're new and you don't feel like you're getting people reading your blog posts yet, I think it's still worth it just for those things. So
that's a really great point that you just hit upon, because I think most people think of writing blog posts as, how do I get more audience? How do I get this content in front of people? But if you just want to learn a particular skill and you really want to master it, you can just start writing blog posts about it based on what you learn, and it will help to reinforce the concepts that you are trying to learn about this skill you are trying to develop. I think that a lot of social media experts, digital marketing experts, any person with a blog learns their niche as they continue to write their blog posts.
Right, right, definitely.
So you have a pretty successful blog at this point, and you're getting a lot of readers, you're getting a lot of great comments, you're connecting with a lot of great influencers, as you mentioned before. What is the best part about all of that?
Well, I'd say it's that it just allows me to connect with other bloggers that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to network with before. So, it's just a lot easier to network with other bloggers when you're also a blogger. And people in the digital marketing niche are kind of friendly, and they'll help you out. And so it's just good being able to connect with those people that are known and respected in the community.
So it's all based upon connecting with people who are open to you, but at the same time, I mean, I feel like the blog gives you a lot of confidence, and I feel this also where you're writing content, a lot of people are reading and engaging, so it's not just the fact that you're growing an audience, it's you're also growing confidence as you continue to write the blog posts.
Right, right. Definitely, especially when it does really well. And you know, I've had a few blog posts that got shared over 1,000 times, and I guess like when you start blogging, you just never you kind of don't expect that to happen, and then when it does, it's just kind of nice, and yeah, can't complain.
So there are people listening to this episode right now. Maybe some of them haven't started the blog yet. They want to figure out how to do that. Maybe they have another goal that they're just trying to make a breakthrough. What advice do you have for these people who they have this goal, they really want to break through? What advice do you have for them so that they could achieve their breakthrough?
I would say spend a lot of time thinking about what you can offer that is so valuable that a lot of people are willing to pay for it if you want to start your business. For blogging, I guess just try it out. It's not too expensive to start a blog, and but over the long term, you really have to think about, is this something that I really want to do? I've seen bloggers who got so far as to create a really engaged audience and even had got to the point where they had hundreds of comments on their blogs, and then they just quit because they didn't want to do it anymore, or it was just too much for them, I guess. So I guess if, you know, you have to think about what you really want to do over the long term. So blogging is a pretty big commitment, and it's probably one of the harder businesses to start. And I think that people see some of the people who are really successful with it and think, oh, I could do that too. But it does require a lot of work, a lot of commitment. So if people want to get into blogging, just be prepared for that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of money in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. To get it to that point, you got to work really, really hard. So, and if you're selling a product or service, if your product or service really stands out, then people will share it more. And there are a lot of businesses that are doing well just on word of mouth. So I guess a good example is BuzzSumo, which is a tool that gathers social sharing data from articles across the web. And even though they haven't published as much content as some other content marketers, the tool is unique and it's very useful. So that causes people to talk about them and allow them to grow into a multi-million dollar company very quickly. So otherwise, I guess if your product or service is more commoditized, and just get really good at marketing and sales. So
you went above and beyond with that question, giving tips to entrepreneurs about how to hit their breakthrough and then providing all these blogging tips. I'm sure the listeners are going to be very impressed by that.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried a lot of different things through the years, so, and I've kind of read a lot, so yeah.
the reading helps out a lot.
Yeah, and just the experience, so.
So my opinion, one of them, is that I feel like everyone's driven by an inspirational quote of some kind, where when we're feeling down, we feel like we gotta really test our persistence. We always come back to this inspirational quote in what we're trying to do. So I ask you, what is your favorite inspirational quote?
All right, well, I just it's hard to pick one. I just kind of just picked one out the other day, and the quote is, "Most people fail not because of lack of desire, but because of lack of commitment." And that's a quote by Vince Lombardi. And I think that to succeed, you have to be committed and focused. And that might sound kind of like generic advice, but it's kind of true, because a lot of people who succeed just kind of stick with it and just keep grinding at it. And it's easy to quit, because it's kind of overwhelming when you start a new business or a blog, and there's no like guidebook laid out in front of you a lot of the time, so you kind of have to figure out some things on your own. But it really is all about being consistent, and anytime I've kind of focused on something, it's kind of done well. And when it didn't, it was because I wasn't focusing on it. So, and I think that kind of applies to pretty much any area of your life, including relationships and things like that. So
I definitely agree with that. The commitment, it doesn't just apply to blogging. It applies everywhere. But you also need to have that commitment where there are going to be some people who aren't sure about blogging. I've heard a lot of stories where, like, the guy at the job suddenly pursues entrepreneurship and he's not successful yet as an entrepreneur. So people are like, what are you doing? Go back to your job. And then that person becomes a successful entrepreneur. Now no one really says anything about that anymore. So commitment, yes, but you may even have to be committed when other voices are telling you not to. So you have to rise above those voices.
Right. And I guess it's also important to know that the inspirational moment will go away. And so it's just, you have to have more of a long-term, I guess, drive just to keep going at it. It's because inspiration is kind of like an emotional thing, and that's going to go away pretty quick. So you have to just take consistent action and keep moving forward. So that would be probably the most important thing that you can do.
It's not bad to have a lot of inspiration.
Yeah, that definitely helps. And as far as that goes, just being around people who are also share the similar goals helps. And I think a lot of people who try to get into entrepreneurship just try to do it all by themselves. So if you can go out and find those people, then definitely do that, or even get a coach or mentor. Things like that help out a lot. So.
Well, thank you for being my guest on this episode today. So our listeners may be wondering, where do we find Brian on the web? So I give you the spotlight to reveal all of your websites, social networks, and all of that fun stuff.
All right. Well, my blog is smallbusinessideasblog.com. So if you can spell those four words and put them together, put .com at the end, that's where you'll find my blog. I also have an e-commerce site, mybabyshowerfavors.com, and I'm actually thinking of starting up the blog over there and maybe sharing some lessons from growing my e-commerce site over there, so feel free to check that out as well.
All right. Thank you for taking the time to be our guest, and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, you too.
What a great interview that was. I know that it's challenging to be a patient blogger, but I'm happy Brian was able to stop by to motivate us to keep fighting the good fight and provide us with some tips along the way. Definitely don't forget to check out Brian's blog and e-commerce site. If you forgot to take notes, then don't worry. We've got you covered with the show notes. Visit markgaburi.com/E3 for those notes. You can ask questions over there, which I'll be happy to answer. To never miss an episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on whatever player you are using. If you are a regular listener and have not done so already, I would greatly appreciate it if you could give this podcast a rating and or a review. Two ways you could do this are through markgaburi.com/iTunes or markgaburi.com/Stitcher. That ends this episode. Don't forget, dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today. If you like my podcast, then you will definitely love my YouTube channel. Not only do I publish my podcast episodes on YouTube, but I also publish multiple YouTube videos every week in which I answer your questions and provide additional advice. To get more information on that channel and to subscribe to that channel, go to youtube.com/MarkGuberti. This podcast is a production done by Mark Guberti. For more insights, head on over to markgaburi.com.